This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Today's visit to Innovation Land, what this country needs is a good robot snake. It's a long segmented metal rig, like a snake, and when you toss it, it automatically wraps around whatever it hits, a tree branch, a fire escape. If the snake metaphor bugs you, how about a robot grappling hook that can also shimmy up poles? Howard Choset, a professor at the Robotics Institute at Carnegie Mellon in Pittsburgh, calls it perching behavior.
So we throw the robot in the air, we have a smart way of processing the sensors, and then on impact, we can then command the robot to curl around whatever it just hits.
Here's just one of the many applications for a snake robot that likes to hug things. A firefighter doing search and rescue might throw one over a wall of flame.
Instead of trying to figure out how to get around it, we were thinking, why not just throw the robot over it? So a rescue worker may be able to throw it across a large gap. It grabs onto a piece of piping that's still intact after a collapse. And then once it grabs onto the piping, it gets off and then goes looks for survivors.
But Howie Choset's team is thinking bigger.
It's also worth noting that the basic science behind that capability will apply to other mechanisms, not just, you know, flying snake robots. So we have some ideas on how to control helicopters, how to better control satellites, you know, anything that has to orient and fly at the same time.
These things are formally called hyper-redundant mechanisms, a class that also includes not just snakes, but elephant-nose robots and monkey-tail robots.